If you ever needed to be persuaded that bad things can happen anywhere, then take a journey with us.
From compelling mysteries to in-depth investigations, our Dateline episodes are available as podcasts.
Follow Dateline NBC now to get new episodes every Tuesday. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Great storytelling with a twist from the true crime original.
Hi, I'm Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline with a special preview of our new podcast, Internal Affairs. It's a story about bad choices and fatal consequences. Take a listen. It was dark when the killer shut off the engine. Only the soft ticks of cooling metal broke the silence. It was still warm and toasty inside the truck. Outside, where mounds of snow lined the alley, temps were in the teens. A quick wardrobe check, and the killer would be ready. Black robe, black gloves, black gun. One can imagine a short, steadying breath before the killer pulled on the Halloween mask. It was a Grim Reaper number. Black mesh allowed the wearer to see out, but no one to see in. It came with a black peaked hood attached. All of it cost a couple of bucks at Walmart. Up to this instant, it would have been easy to drive away, easy to do nothing, to melt into the city and become one of the faceless. Oh, but now, no, now the killer was committed. Pressure had been building like steam in a boiling teapot for weeks. No, months, really. The killer knew the target's routine, knew the woman would be locking up and stepping into the parking lot any minute now. The thing had to be done, and it had to be done right now. The Grim Reaper opened the truck door and walked briskly to the kill zone.
What's the address of the emergency?
2505 Atlantic Avenue.
2505
Atlantic Avenue?
Yeah, somebody's
been shot.
Somebody's been shot? Yeah, right outside. She's on the ground right now. We just ran around. Somebody went out of your room, my wife, in a mask, and just shot her and ran.
Didn't see him. Didn't see their face. Didn't see their hands.
You don't have often that someone puts on a Grim Reaper mask and comes down the alley and picks somebody out.
There's blood everywhere.
Okay, and you're sure she's not breathing at all?
Is she breathing?
What was it that caused the killer to get out of the truck that night, to confront a woman who was walking with co-workers to her car, and then pull the trigger? Was it money? Was it love? Was it pride?
Well, people have had affairs and mistakes and stuff like that. Well, I paid a heavy, heavy, heavy price. You reap what you sow.
This is a story of men and women who considered themselves to be good and decent. They were people who pursued truth at work while living lies at home.
I think there are many villains in this. I think everybody that turned a blind eye is a villain.
You'll hear plenty about villains in our story. But really, this could be a story about anyone. Anyone who ignores their better angels and their better instincts and becomes caught in the tentacles of circumstance.
I mean, when you're deceptive, when you betray a trust, sometimes there's a consequence, and sometimes the consequence is one you can't even predict.
Thanks for listening. Search for Internal Affairs to hear more. And subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts to access new episodes 1 week early.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my next podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, To Die For, a real-life spy story.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach
them. This is a Russian model agent telling me about women sent out as agents to seduce men with political influence.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a Russian-trained seduction spy confesses her story of seducing men for their secrets and sometimes their lives.
If you want to kill your target, you just seduce him start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
From Tenderfoot TV and iHeart Podcasts, this is To Die For. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts.